Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that affects your life. Science that changes your view of this great universe of ours. And we also take listener phone calls. If you want to be part of the March of Science, then why don't you pick up the phone or your cell phone and give us a call and make a comment, make a question. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe your thoughts can be heard on 100 radio stations and the internet. And if you want to know more about my show, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And we have about 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a physicist. I work in something called string theory. And many string theorists believe, though we cannot yet prove, that it is the final theory. The theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, chasing after a dream. And that dream was to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. That was Einstein's great cherished hope that he never succeeded. And if you want to know why he didn't succeed, and if you want to know some of the ideas that we physicists are puttering around with, get a copy of my latest book, and that is The God Equation. However, in a few more months, I have a new book coming out, and it's about quantum computers, something that could change everything. In the same way that the introduction of the microchip changed the way we communicate, changed the way we entertain ourselves, changed the way we make products, everything changed when the microchip invaded our life. But what happens when microchips saturate their power and can no longer obey Moore's law, doubling in power every 18 months? At that point, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. Think of that. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt as a new generation of computers, quantum computers, take over. And so the book is called Quantum Supremacy, and it talks about how this new generation of computers could be a million times faster and more powerful than our greatest digital computer of today, and how it's going to change every aspect of our life in the same way that the computer revolution already changed most of our life. Okay, and once again, we're taking listener phone calls, and so give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Dr. Cochran, this is Larry Chan from NYC listening on the internet. If dogs were artificially selected from wolves, why doesn't the military implement artificial selection to evolve sharks, crocodiles, and other dangerous animals? I imagine that if sharks were selectively bred for a few decades, they could be evolved to become obedient to humans, and therefore they could be deployed in combat. Or if crocodiles and bears were selectively bred, they could become loyal to humans in the same way dogs are, and therefore be deployed for ground assault. Why is it that humans have only formed a symbiotic relationship with dogs?
Okay, well, you raise a very interesting point. We've domesticated the dogs for the past 10,000 years or so, ever since the ice melted. With the ending of the Ice Age, we need a companion to help forage in the plains and in the ice. And that's why we bred the dog. And if you take a look at the genome of the dog, you realize that you can trace the genome of the dog all the way back 10,000 years to the gray wolf. That's right. Dogs are descendants of the gray wolf. Now, given the fact that a dog may live, well, let's say 20 years, just for argument's sake, and you take 10,000 years, and you divide by 20 years, then you can calculate how many generations it took to breed the dogs of today. And it didn't take much, okay? And again, you're talking about maybe a few thousand generations of breeding dogs, and you too can breed a wolf into a dog. Then the next question that you raise is, what about a shark? Or for that animal, for that matter, what about other kinds of animals? And yes, it's possible. Take an octopus, breed it for a few thousand generations, and you could probably develop an octopus that could do all sorts of marvelous things with its tentacles. However, I should point out that evolution by itself has no direction. Evolution just goes in the way that propagates more progeny. But if we were to interfere with that evolutionary process, then we can hone in on evolving certain traits of a dog or a cat. So in other words, is it possible to breed a shark so that it could become a fighting animal that we then bet on? Is it possible to take an octopus and breed it so it becomes semi-intelligent? And the answer is probably yes, but it takes time. In other words, it would probably take a few thousand years to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't accelerate that process in the laboratory, but simply by crossbreeding animals to accentuate certain traits, just look at the dog. All the characteristics of the dog that you see on the streets, most of them were engineered by a human that deliberately selected out certain colors, certain behavior patterns, certain size, all of which were created in the mind of a human being. So is it possible? Yes. Is it practical? No. It would probably take a few thousand years to take an octopus and be able to create an intelligent species of octopods. Well, let me say a few things about biology since we're on that topic. I get a lot of emails about all sorts of things, and rather than answer each one individually, it's better just to answer them collectively on radio. And let's talk about how science is affecting the news. First of all, the coronavirus. Where did it come from? Once again, people are talking about the fact that maybe, just maybe, the coronavirus escaped from a Chinese laboratory. Well, let's take a look at the facts. It is a remarkable coincidence, if it's a coincidence at all, that the coronavirus started in the city of Hunan, where we find two biotechnology laboratories that deal with top secret germs. Isn't that a coincidence? Think about that for a moment. Where do we find the horseshoe bat that we think was the first carrier of the COVID virus? Where do we find them? Oh, about 1,000 miles away. So how did the horseshoe bat, move 1,000 miles from its normal breeding ground to Hunan? Well, some people say it's too much of a coincidence. And that's why some people believe that maybe, just maybe, the virus jumped out of a laboratory, either deliberately or, more than likely, accidentally. Well, the answer probably lies in the archives and files of the Chinese government. It's there. But who has access to those documents? We don't. And that creates suspicion. What are the Chinese scientists and government hiding if they claim that they are not responsible for the virus? Now, let me be very clear about this. I don't know. I don't know whether or not the virus was a byproduct of a germ warfare experiment or whether it simply accidentally leaped out of somebody's laboratory. I don't know. For that matter, the U.S. intelligence agencies don't know either. but the Chinese know. So the way to deal with this crisis is to get the Chinese to open up its files. What are they hiding? Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. I'm answering a lot of the emails and letters that I get collectively rather than answer them individually one by one. And several people asked about the coronavirus and where did it come from. Well, there's only one organization that knows where it really came from, and that's the Chinese government. And unfortunately, they're stonewalling the investigation. Now, let's take a look at it from a scientific point of view. Science needs data. The more data, the better. And from the data, you can thereby make certain hypotheses and test them against the data. That's how you do science. Anything else is hearsay, conjecture, rumors, or what have you. And given the fact that the Chinese government is not divulging its records of what happened when the virus escaped back in, 2019. The fact that they're not divulging all their experimental data gives one pause, and people begin to think, what are they hiding? And as I mentioned, is it a coincidence? Just a coincidence that the horseshoe bat, the carrier of the virus, they think, happened to be transported from its breeding ground to Hunan, and that's where the leak took place, where there are not one but two bioweapons laboratories located that do experiments on dangerous viruses. I repeat, they do experiments not on just ordinary viruses, but they do experiments on potentially dangerous viruses as well. So what are they hiding? Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is that that goes against the spirit of scientific investigation. Science needs data. Now, you may ask yourself another question. Why do we care? I mean, after all, this is several years ago that it happened, right? Well, it can happen again. And we can learn certain things about biosafety as a consequence. Science is a learning process, and it requires data. And until we get the data, there's all sorts of rumors flying around. And now within the United States government, not one, but two agencies are saying that maybe, with low confidence, maybe it came from a laboratory. The virus that killed millions around the world, paralyzed industry, caused a crash of many economies. Maybe there's a link to this Chinese laboratory. Well, we don't know. If I was the Chinese government, I would say, this is ridiculous. Let's open the files. I mean, what are we afraid of? If the Chinese really are innocent, then why don't they simply open the floodgates and allow independent scientists to decide what really happened, and then to use that data and information so it doesn't happen again? You realize that about 60% of all the germs we see around us originally came from the animal kingdom. That's right, that's where most diseases come from. And because humanity is expanding into uncharted territories where we encounter new kinds of organisms and bugs and viruses and animals, because of that fact, it's going to happen again. It happened repeatedly throughout human history because of the fact that the carriers of these new viruses happen to be animals, and animals, of course, are pretty much everywhere. That's why we need data, information, and that's why until the Chinese give us this information and data, there's going to be lots of rumors flying around about where did the virus really come from. And speaking about viruses and things like that, let's say a few things about the balloon crisis. Yet another crisis is emerging with China, this time in the form, of course, of balloons that have been launched by the Chinese. But in all fairness, we should also point out that a lot of people launch balloons. In fact, there are hundreds of weather balloons, science balloons, recreational balloons that are lofted into the atmosphere. And so then the question is, what about the balloons that are being shot down? Well, first of all, I think the United States government was slow in terms of reacting to the balloon crisis. Maybe because even though the United States government tracks with radar a lot of these things, it doesn't analyze them very well because most of these things tend to be recreational or scientific. And so the United States was slow to respond to the fact that a giant balloon was sailing over areas which are rather militarily sensitive, areas where our nuclear fleet, for example, is stationed. So on one hand, the United States government was too slow to react. And then when it hit the newspaper that, hey, maybe this is a spy mission, then at that point, I think the United States flipped the other way and then began to shoot them down. Several of them were then shut down by the United States government. But instead of retrieving the sensors, which could have settled a whole lot of questions, a lot of the search for these debris were abandoned. And as a consequence, we may never know what some of these balloons were all about. And some people, of course, say, aha, maybe it's all part of a cover-up, that maybe what's really involved are UFOs, and my God, maybe we're shooting down alien technologies from another galaxy. Who knows? Well, to put it bluntly, I don't know whether these balloons come from an extraterrestrial civilization, or they're recreational, or they're scientific. I don't know. But for that matter, unfortunately, neither does the government. The government doesn't track a lot of these things. And of course, there's not one, but hundreds of organizations capable of lofting balloons into the atmosphere. So my attitude is that we need a policy, a uniform policy, rather than underreacting one day and then overreacting another day. Because, well, it is a matter of national security, but one day, maybe, just maybe, an instrument from another galaxy does come into our atmosphere and we shoot it down. I mean, of course, the probability of that happening is very small. More than likely, these balloons are recreational and scientific, but who knows? Maybe one day we may encounter a balloon from another planet. And instead of analyzing this, we simply shoot them down. And I think that's not a very good idea, because we don't know what their intentions are. Assuming, of course, that these balloons do come from another planet. Now, to be fair, I think there's a high probability that these balloons are, in fact, man-made. They are, in fact, manufactured by the toy industry, manufactured by scientific laboratories, or just hooked up by amateurs. It doesn't take much to hook up a balloon. So I think there's a high probability that most of these things are, in fact, innocuous. Maybe some of them are used for spying, but then again, the United States also spies on other countries as well. But one day, maybe, just maybe, we'll come in contact with a balloon from another galaxy or another star system. And what do? We shoot them down. So I think we need a uniform policy, a policy that scientifically tries to get as much data as we can about these things. When the military shot down a whole series of these balloons, the debris probably contained the scientific instruments inside those balloons, and they're lost. The United States said that it's not going to retrieve the debris from these encounters with these balloons. And so we'll never know. We'll never really know who's behind some of these balloons. And that's not science. And again, science depends on data. The more data, the better. And that's why we need data in order to resolve these questions. Now, some people say that, well, all this hubbub about balloons and extraterrestrial intelligence is a bunch of nonsense. And why do they know? They know because they've been in a flying saucer. They've been kidnapped. And I get emails from people saying, yes, I've been in a flying saucer. I know these are real alien craft. Well, I have a word of advice. The next time you are kidnapped by an alien from outer space, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care whether it's a hammer, a paperclip, a stapler, steal something. Because not only will you have bragging rights after you are released from the kidnappers, but you'll also have hard evidence of a visitation from an extraterrestrial civilization. That's what science thrives on, hard data. So instead of simply talking about being kidnapped by aliens from outer space, do something about it. Steal as much as you can from the flying saucer, because there's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial civilization. You're not going to go to jail for thieving, for theft against an alien civilization. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. Actor Tom Sizemore has died following a stroke. He was known for roles in Heat, Pearl Harbor, and Saving Private Ryan. Sizemore was 61. Winter storms ripping through the southern U.S. have caused casualties and left hundreds of thousands without power. Many in Texas have been in the dark since Thursday. It's prison for Alec Murdaugh. After a jury found him guilty in the deaths of his wife and son, Judge Clifton Newman sentenced him to life for the murder of Maggie, the same again for killing Paul.
I sentence you to prison for murdering him. for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive.
Before the sentencing, Murdoch repeated in court that he's innocent, and his lawyers say they will appeal. I'm Karen Sloan, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. If you have a question or comment about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet which carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call. Well, another series of scientific endeavors that we've talked about on Science Fantastic is the question of the aging process. It's something that all of us are curious about, because one day we're all going to age. And the question is, can we reverse the aging process, given all that we know about DNA, about genes, about the human body? Is it possible to live forever? That's the question. Well, some organisms actually live forever. They have no finite lifespan. If you take a look in the animal kingdom, or there's something called the hydra. It's a very, very tiny organism that you find in a pond. And if you were to split open some of his arms, it simply grows a new arm and basically lives forever. It has no finite lifespan. Not to mention the fact that some trees are documented to be thousands of years old. We know that by cutting them open and simply counting the tree rings to get an accurate estimate of how old they are. So if it's possible to live forever, then why can't we live forever? Well, there's a problem there. First of all, let's take a look at some mechanisms that have been proposed to delay the aging process. One of them is setting the biological clock. All of our cells have a clock. The clock says, for example, skin cells, the clock says that if you divide 60 times, you begin to suffer from old age, and eventually you die. That's why skin cells die. They wear out. Errors accumulate. They get sluggish. They don't have the same resilience of old. That's why your skin gets old. And within the cell, there's something called a telomere. The telomere is the caps of the ends of the chromosome. If you look at a chromosome, it looks like your shoelace. At the end of the shoelace, you have caps. That's why your shoelace doesn't fray apart. Same thing with chromosomes. At the end of the chromosome, there are caps that prevent the fraying of the chromosome. But after 60 or so reproductions, the skin cells lose their ability to control this, and the caps then become shorter and shorter and shorter until they disappear. This cell goes into senescence and eventually dies. In fact, that's why we die. We are programmed, in some sense, to die. Now, of course, there's a reason for that, and that is we are very complex organisms. We grow. New organs form. Old organs have to be gotten rid of. So it's a learning process, but it's good for us to shed cells as they age so that new cells can be born to replace the aging cells. But it does mean that we are programmed to die. And it also means that you can stop the clock. There's an enzyme called telomerase, which specifically stops the dividing process of the telomeres, which in turn is a biological clock that's ticking away, causing us to age. It is possible to stop the clock. In fact, a Nobel Prize was given for this feat, and I'll talk about that after the break. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about whether it's possible to live forever. Some animals and plants can live forever. They have no known finite lifespan. They just keep getting older and older. If they can do it, why can't we do it? And as I mentioned, that there is something called a biological clock, that after 60 reproductions, the chromosomes get shorter and shorter and shorter until they're so short, the cell begins to fall apart and it dies. In fact, that's one reason why you die. Your cells are programmed to die, skin cells, after about 60 reproductions. But now we've discovered something that can stop the clock. The telomeres are like the plastic caps on your shoelace, getting shorter and shorter each time the cell reproduces. So why not stop the clock with telomerase? And yes, telomerase stops the clock. It turns out that cells can now divide several hundred thousand times rather than just 60 times, which is approximately the number of times that a skin cell can reproduce itself. So does this mean we can live forever? Well, there's always a catch. There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is that telomerase is also used by cancer cells. Cancer cells are immortal. They simply reproduce. There's no biological clock operating on cancer cells. Why? Because cancer cells manufacture telomerase, the enzyme which stops the clock from dividing. So in other words, you got to be very careful. In the future, if we do finally invent a safe way to live forever, we have to make sure that we don't get cancer as a consequence of living forever. So that's something that we have to worry about. Now, there are other avenues to longevity besides telomerase, which has to be carefully, very carefully regulated, and that's the oxidation process. There's one and only one way to extend the human lifespan that's been verified in the laboratory. Forget all the nonsense you find in a drugstore. The FDA does not scientifically regulate products like cosmetics. That's why the cosmetic industry can say all sorts of nonsense. Take 10 years off your age because you can use this cream on your face. That's a bunch of nonsense. I once asked a dermatologist, what is the only active ingredient in some of these potions? And he told me that the only active ingredient that's been known to reverse the effects of aging that you can buy in a drugstore is moisturizers. That's right. Moisturizers add moisture to the skin and temporarily erase some of those decades worth of wrinkles in your face. But of course, once it dries out, you get old again. It's a temporary fix. But that's, quote, the only thing that works, unquote. Everything else is basically a fake. But why is it, therefore, that they can get away with it? Why is it that the industry can get away with having all this nonsense about anti-aging creams? Well, the answer is very simple. And that is, the FDA only regulates chemicals that penetrate the skin. Cosmetics do not penetrate the skin. That's why they're unregulated, but that's also the reason why they don't work. Precisely because they don't penetrate the skin, they don't work. So in other words, the government allows the industry to say a bunch of nonsense because their products don't work. Imagine that. They can legally do this precisely because it didn't work. If it did work, it meant that it penetrated the skin, and then you'd have lots of tests to make sure that it doesn't cause side effects. So that's the irony of the cosmetic industry. But what about things that actually do prolong the lifespan? There's only one way proven to prolong the lifespan, and that's caloric restriction. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Amazing. Now, who wants to live like a hermit? Who wants to go around starving yourself every night, eating 30% less, but living 30% longer? Well, it's a trade-off. And one of the reasons why, and people don't know this for sure, but one of the reasons why this thing works is because by eating 30% less, you slow down the oxidation process. And by slowing down the oxidation process, everything gets slower. Of course, you have to live like a hermit. You have to live on a diet that most people would be revolted by. But hey, what can we say? It works. People have tried it on spiders, insects, dogs, cats, and now primates for the first time. And sure enough, they live longer. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll continue a discussion of, can you live forever, scientifically speaking? Short commercial break. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As you said before, talking about the aging process, well, there's one and only one way, scientifically speaking, every time it's been tried, it works, to extend the lifespan, and that's to eat less. You consume 30% fewer calories, you live 30% longer. Now, what's the price? There's always a price to things, right? There's always a catch. The catch is you have to starve yourself. The average person has a hard time eating 30% less. Take your dinner table, a plate, and just throw away one third of it, and, you know, you go hungry. So some people have said, what about getting the benefits of caloric restriction without having to gag yourself like a hermit? Well, first of all, why does it work? Why does this work? Let's take a look at a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. That's where most of the wear and tear takes place. You have all these moving parts. Oxidation takes place. You burn gasoline, extract energy and carbon dioxide. The engine is where you have most of the wear and tear. That's where aging takes place. By the second law of thermodynamics, aging takes place in the area where you have the most oxidation, the most chemical activity, the engine. Well, take a look at a cell. What is the engine of a cell? The mitochondria. Bingo. We now know where the aging takes place in a human cell. The mitochondria gets gummed up with time. Oxidation byproducts gum up the works. Cells become sluggish and eventually they die. So that's another reason why we have to begin to become very serious about biochemistry. And there are antioxidants. You can buy them in the drugstore. They, of course, help to slow down the oxidation process to a limited degree, but not to the point where you become young again. And one more thing. There's yet another way that people are looking at to become young again, and this is being pioneered by Silicon Valley billionaires. If you were a Silicon Valley billionaire, you're still, let's say, in your 50s or early 60s, you still have a life ahead of you, you have all this money, and yet every time you look in the mirror, it reminds you of the fact that one day you will die. That's kind of shocking. With all the billions and billions these Silicon Valley billionaires have accumulated, every time they look in the mirror, they're reminded of the fact that, well, you can't beat Father Time. Until recently. Silicon Valley now is putting money where its mouth is, bidding on yet another technology. Who knows whether this technology will work? And that's called cell rejuvenation. Think about it for a moment. When a baby is born, cells rejuvenate. They're young. They're vibrant. But wait a minute. Where did those young, vibrant cells come from? Well, originally they came from the mother and the father. But don't the mother and father cells, don't they have aging? Don't they have mistakes? Don't they have all sorts of genetic crap, which is the reason why we get wrinkles? Well, yeah. But it starts all over again. When a baby is born, all the mistakes are washed out, cleansed, you may say, and a baby is born. So why can't we do that in the laboratory? Well, you guessed it, these Silicon Valley billionaires are now putting hundreds of millions of dollars betting on a new way to answer these questions, and that is, in some sense, to start all over again, to start with rejuvenation of cells. Now, what's the downside of this? The downside of this is that you don't want to be recreated as a baby. I mean, that's no fun having to go through all the stages of a baby before you become human, an adult human. There's no fun doing that. You want to turn back the clock just a few decades. And that's what they're trying to do now. Believe it or not, yes, Silicon Valley billionaires are experimenting with the idea that they can turn back the clock, not just all the way to a baby, because that's what Mother Nature does. Mother Nature turns back the clock so that an adult sperm and egg become a child and you start all over again. They just want to turn back the clock a few decades, not all the way back to zero, which is what Mother Nature does. Well, time will tell. My personal attitude is that we are still children when it comes to being able to reverse the aging process. Humans have been at it for thousands of years and have made very little progress. For example, let me tell you a story. And that is 2,200 years ago, the emperor of China unified China for the first time in history, okay? And the great emperor said, no matter how powerful he is, he cannot reverse a single wrinkle. Think about that. No matter how powerful you are as the ruler of a unified China in 200 BC, you cannot erase a single wrinkle. So what did he do? He assembled a fleet of ships, one of the biggest fleets ever assembled in human history, and he told them, find the fountain of youth or don't come back. Well, the crew dutifully then scoured the seven seas looking for the fountain of youth, and of course they couldn't find the fountain of youth, but they carried out the last command of the emperor. If you can't find the fountain of youth, don't come back. So they didn't come back. So what did they do instead? They founded Japan and Korea. So according to legend, this goes way back. In fact, take a look at one of the first pieces of literature ever created in the history of human civilization, the Tale of Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh was a famous Sumerian warrior. Many of his exploits predate the Bible. In fact, some of the stories in the Bible are from the Tales of Gilgamesh. He was looking for the fountain of youth, okay? So it goes back to prehistory, the search for the fountain of youth. And so far, sorry about that, no one has found it. So we have clues now, clues as to what the aging process may be all about. But let's be blunt about this. Don't believe the hype. Don't think that you can go to a drugstore and erase decades of wear and tear just with a fabulous lotion that costs an arm and a leg. Science doesn't work that way. Why doesn't the government regulate it? Because it doesn't penetrate your skin. But precisely because it doesn't penetrate your skin, it probably doesn't work. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.